Chapter 7. From Surviving to Thriving. Survival is a wonderful first step. You've made it through the culture shock. You've figured out how to buy food, get your medicine, pay your bills, and maybe even navigate a bus ride without too much panic. That's no small accomplishment. But there's a difference between getting by and truly belonging. When you begin to learn even a little Spanish, the walls of separation start to fall. The cashier becomes a neighbor, the taxi driver becomes a storyteller, the vendor at the market becomes a friend. Suddenly, life here feels less like something happening to you and more like something you're part of. Why Spanish changes everything. Confidence grows. Ordering your own coffee or asking for directions feels empowering. Relationships deepen. Locals warm up when they see you making the effort, no matter how imperfect. Daily life smooths out. Simple errands stop feeling like mountains to climb. Your heart relaxes. Instead of bracing for every interaction, you find yourself looking forward to them. For instance, after years of working with international students, I saw a pattern. At first, they relied on gestures and translators, but the moment they learned even a handful of phrases, something shifted. They laughed more, connected more, and started to feel at home. The same will happen for you. Start small. Keep it gentle. You don't need to aim for fluency right away. Start with greetings, buenos dias, buenas tardes, politeness, por favor, gracias. One or two phrases for your most common errands. ¿Cuánto cuesta? How much does it cost? The secret is to take it slowly, consistently, and kindly with yourself. Progress comes in layers, not leaps. A gentle next step. That's why I created Spanish Slow and Easy. It was designed for people just like you, expats who want to feel at home, but who don't want overwhelming grammar charts or fast-talking teachers. Inside, you'll find short, clear audios you can listen to daily, memory hooks to help phrases stick, transcripts and worksheets for easy review, a friendly voice, me guiding you without pressure. You don't have to struggle through Spanish. You can ease into it slowly, steadily, and at your own pace. The invitation. You've already proven you're brave enough to start this new chapter of life abroad. Now give yourself the gift of connection, freedom, and belonging. Go to SpanishSlowAndEasy.com today and take your first step from surviving to thriving. Reflection prompt. What would open up in your daily life if you could say just 10 more phrases in Spanish? Who would you connect with? Where would you go with more confidence? Thank you for listening to New Country, No Spanish Yet. Written and recorded by Sherry Summers at SpanishSlowAndEasy.com.